It's a joy to be here tonight, and I'm thankful for the opportunity. I know I'm the least among the preachers that could be standing behind this pulpit tonight, but I thank God for saving my soul, brother. He's been a blessing. I mean, he's never failed me. He has been the friend that sticks closer than a brother. And you know what? I'm going to sing a song before I preach tonight, and I just feel pressed of the Lord to sing one before I preach. And, let me say this one more time. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Amen. Never want to get past that. Glad I'm not going to hell. I can't burn, brother. The only fire I'm ever going to feel is the fire I'm feeling inside. I thank God for that. Amen. That's a joy to know tonight. Hallelujah. Every hope that I have here in this old sinful world is anchored in the blood of the Lamb. And though the billows are raging and we're tossed to and fro, there is peace beneath that flow. Amen. And my hope is in the blood of the precious Lamb of God. And there is no other fountain so sweet. It has washed away my sins. Give me peace and joy within. My hope is anchored in His blood. Only one thing will matter when the time has come to die. The treasures of this world won't mean a thing, but the joy of knowing Jesus will vanish all my fears. For He took away death's sting. My hope is in the blood of the precious Lamb of God. And there is no other fountain so sweet. It has washed away my sins and give me peace and joy within. My hope is anchored in His blood. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight I'm anchored in His blood. Amen. That's only one thing that matters tonight, and that's if you're saved and on your way to heaven. Hallelujah. I'm glad for the day that He saved my unworthy, rotten soul from a devil's hell. I tell you what, that's the best day of my life, brother. I've had many good days, brother. But the day He came by my way and saved my soul is by far the greatest day of my life. And I thank God. I'm fireproof tonight. I'm not going to hell even if we wanted to. Praise God. It's a done deal. We're purchased, signed, sealed, delivered. We're going home one day in the twinkling of an eye, brother. The horn's going to toot and we're going to scoot. Whether by cloud or whether by cloud, we're going home to be with our Lord and Savior one day. And I say hallelujah to that.
Hallelujah. I'm glad I got a fire burning in my bones. Hey, that's what Jeremiah said that day. Hey, he was at the bottom. He felt like giving up. He said, Lord, there's far better prophets to give a message like this. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, he didn't understand why people wasn't coming to and understanding the message that the Lord was bringing after the Lord had told him what to preach. The Lord had told him what to give. And he minded God and he obeyed God, but he just didn't understand why they wouldn't reply to him. And he's sitting down and he's sitting down and he said, Lord, I quit. Not far after that, he said, Lord, you know what? I can't quit even if I wanted to, because there's a fire burning in my bones. And aren't you glad tonight that every time you want to sit down on the job, every time you want to back up, there's a lamb kicking inside, hallelujah. And when you want to back up, that Holy Ghost will kick you in your back and keep you marching, hallelujah. Every time you want to sit down, someone want to speak you back up and keep you marching. Hey, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. My God, this don't have nothing to do with my message tonight. But I was gliding up the road and I was just thrilled at the simple fact that he come by my way and he saved my rotten soul one day. Did you know tonight that he knows your name? John 10 says that he knows his sheep by name and they know his voice. And I want to ask you tonight, are you a sheep of his flock tonight? I'm thankful for a lot of things tonight. But if there's one thing for sure I'm thankful for day in and day out is that I'm a sheep, not just of any flock, but of his flock. I'm glad I know the shepherd tonight. But most of all, I'm glad he knows me. I love him tonight. But that's not the catch. The catch is that he first loved me. Hey, if I get nothing else across tonight, hey, it's a hey. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. This I know. My God, my God, my God. He loves me. That felt mighty good, brother. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. This I know. Hey, I'm glad tonight that I know the shepherd and he knows me. Well, glory. Hallelujah. He's coming back one day. And I want to be sure I give him the thanks that's due to his name. Became my propitiation one day. Died for my rotten sins. The same one that put the stars in the socket, brother. The same one that placed the moon in its place. The same one that revolves the sun around this earth to give us light each and every day. Whew. The same one that raised up Lazarus. The same one that was with the Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. The same God in those days is the same God today. Hey, I serve a mighty God tonight, brother. Amen. That's a mighty God. I thank Him. Hey, I'm going to be in the book of Luke tonight. Book of Luke, chapter number 17. It's a joy to be here tonight. I'm just thankful to be in the Lord's house. If you would pray for me. Luke, chapter number 17. And I'll begin reading in verse number 11. And if you find your place, would you stand for the reverence of the reading of the Word of God? If you're glad you're saved tonight, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, there's no greater feeling. I believe we can go home tonight on that simple fact.
Amen.
And I'd be satisfied. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Book of Luke, chapter number 17. And I begin reading in verse number 11. The Bible says, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go shew yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass, as they went, the moment they minded God, brother, as they went, they were cleansed. Well, glory, it pays to mind God tonight. And one of them, comma, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Well, he said, there was 10 here. But where's the other 9? Well, let me continue reading. The Bible says, they're not found that return to give him glory, to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, God, for just allowing us, Lord, to be in your house tonight. Dear Lord, I'm not worthy of your love tonight. I'm not worthy of anything that may take place here tonight, dear Lord. But you deserve glory and you deserve honor for everything that takes place, Lord. Lord, I pray for your people tonight. I pray, dear Lord, if there's one here lost, I pray tonight that you save them, Lord, for it's everlasting too late. If I pray, dear Lord, if there's one here tonight that has gone astray, that may not be as close to you as they have been, Lord, I pray, dear Lord, that you get their attention. Draw up close to you, Lord, I pray. Hang them over, hell by their toenails, I pray. Whatever it takes, Lord. Lord, I just want to pause one more time and say, I thank you, Lord, for the day that you chose to come by my way. Pick me up out of this wicked world. And now I can say this world's not my home. I'm only passing through. Lord, help us tonight, dear Lord. Help us, I pray. And I'll give you the praise, honor, and glory for everything that takes place here tonight. In your sweet and precious holy name, I do humbly pray. Amen. I want to look tonight at a simple thought. What are we really here for? The Bible says, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem. That phrase, it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem. I can't help but think that he's on his way to Jerusalem with the disciples. And he says, boys, just pause right here. You stick around right here. I got some business to take care of. And Jesus, as he's going somewhere else, I believe this. He knew before he even started the destination, on his way to his destination, that there was going to be a certain village with certain 10 lepers. Hey, that's all good and dandy, brother. But the catch is, he knew that one. He knew the individual that was he was going to cleanse and that was going to come back and give him the glory. And I say hallelujah tonight. And God help me to not be guilty of the 9, but be the one to give him praise and honor and glory for what he did. Hey, all great things the Lord have done in my life. I bless his holy name tonight. You want to know, I think the biggest problem we have in independent fundamental Baptist churches right now is that we have a lot of people coming into church and sitting on a church pew and listening to preaching, and they're even coming to an altar. But the problem is, they kneel at the altar but don't kneel at the foot of Calvary, because I'll tell you the difference. There's a big difference. Because, hey, anybody can come to an altar and I think they're getting through, something to do with God and get back up and sit in the pew. But it takes the power of God to reach down in the depths of your soul and pick you up out of this world. Hey, a speck of dirt is all I am. Nothing worthy of the Lamb. And the very day he came by my way, November of 2000. 2014. How? Jackson Memorial Baptist Church, up on a hilltop, across from the Kangaroo Station, on Highway 11, in Capabella, South Carolina. There was a young boy, a senior boy, about to graduate high school, going to church, not for the right reasons, but for some little girl, a preacher's daughter, that he was dating. But God had another plan. God had plans. Let me say one more time. God had a plan. Hallelujah. And he came by my way. And he knocked. And he came to me in my happy place. While I was at school. Out on a basketball court. Hey, I was out shooting free throws. And the Lord came by my side. And he whispered real softly, brother, can you hear me now? Well, Lord, I hear you. But not right now. Lord, not right now. Let me say this tonight. He'll come to you in your happy place. Let me say this. You can run, but you can't hide from the presence of an almighty God. Woo! You ask Jonah. You ask Jonah. God gave him strict commands. Arise! Go into Nineveh. That great city. Now you tell me this. I thought about this. And Nineveh is a great, exceeding country. And I get that. And don't fall out with me right here. But I begin to think, why in the world would God call that city great? That city was wicked. Wicked, wicked, wicked. And Jonah knew that. Nineveh was like Iran and Iraq is to us today. If God was to say, hey, brother, I need you to get on a plane and I need you to go to Iraq. There's thousands of whatever you call them people over there, hey, that need to be saved. I need you to witness to them. And I'm sure, just like Jonah, we'd say, Lord, I don't know about that one. Yeah. We'd come up with every excuse in the world. Yeah. I can't afford a plane ticket, Lord. Yeah. I can't speak, Lord. I don't know how to talk to people. Lord, I might get killed. I can't help but think. Jonah had that fear in his heart. And he knew all along. He said, Lord, no. And he rebuked God. And he went down to Joppa. And got on that ship. And he put more people through a storm. Because of his disobedience. And God help us tonight. God help us tonight. To just mind God. Our disobedience doesn't affect just us, but it affects the whole church. Hallelujah. We are to mind God in everything He tells us to do. He told him, he said, rise, go into Nineveh, that great city. And I began to think, why in the world would He call the city great? And it hit me. It hit me. Maybe, just maybe, God called that city great, knowing that it was wicked, just because it was God's plan for Jonah's life. And what, my God, it was a great and exceeding country, but it was also a great plan because it was God's plan for Jonah's life. And I say hallelujah to that tonight. And there's times in my life, I'll be the first to admit tonight, where God will tell us to do things. God will tell me to do things and I question it. I say, Lord, I don't know about this. I don't know about that, Lord. But God help us to just be obedient to Him and just to follow Him. We serve a great God tonight. He has a great plan. The Bible says, and it came to pass that He passed through the midst of Samaria and He entered to a certain village. He knew where He was going the whole time. He knew where He was going the whole time. We got that. And the leper stood afar off. Afar off. Jewish custom said that if they're unclean, 50 feet away. They stood afar off. And if the wind was blowing, they stood 200 feet. Yeah. The natural wind, you stand 200 feet away. But I can't help but think, woo! There was a different kind of wind that came through the area that day. And instead of that natural wind that drew them farther away, this Holy Ghost wind, the breath of God, drew them into him. My God, he came and cleansed. He cleansed 10, but he knew the one that would heal him. My God, hallelujah. The natural wind kept him away for 200 feet, but there was a different kind of wind that came by that way, and it was the breath of God. And praise God when he's present. Business picks up, brother. Amen. Business will pick up when God's present. Hallelujah. Whew. I can't help but think those brothers already heard about all the miracles that took place. The raising of Jairus' daughter. The blind to see. The lame to walk. Dumb to speak. Deaf to hear. Hey, they all had the same problem. All 10 of these lepers had the same problem. They all were in the same place. They all cried to the same person. My God, as if this is not us. And they all were given the same plan. But you tell me how in the world only one returned to give him glory. I want to ask you tonight, church, what are we really here for? Are we here just for a prestige, a position? Hey, are we here because we used to get the sing music, the attention? Hey, a name on a bulletin board? What are we really here for tonight? God won't bless a bit of that. But I tell you one thing, if you come into them doors tonight with the Spirit of God and the glory bells rolling in your soul with the simple fact of knowing that you got a lamb kicking on the inside, just to know that your Lord liveth. Hey, all hell in your life could break loose. Everything could be going wrong. But just to know if you got the joy deep down in your soul tonight, that's all you need to know. And return and give him the glory tonight. Hallelujah. Just give him the glory. Just give him the glory. And Jesus had sought them out. Sought them out. Knew where they was. I'm talking went to them. Matter of fact, God has to come to you. And he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And aren't you glad? Let me pause right here, commercial break. And let me just say this. Aren't you glad that God comes by more than once? Well, glory. Comes by more than once. We'd all be burning in hell tonight. Oh, yes. Aren't you glad tonight that you purchased to the day of redemption?
Amen.
Oh, yes. This world's not my home. I'm only passing through.
Yeah.
I got reservations, brother.
Yeah.
Whew. Hallelujah. My name's on my mansion. Well, just waiting on me, brother. I got a seat at the table. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! Brother, I know I got family waiting on me. I got family waiting on me, and that's a joy. But while we're still down here, it's a burden. You know, it's a burden because this may just be me. And sorry, I may be getting off a little topic right here, but I'm just going to chase this rabbit while it's here. I can't but think it's going to be all glorious to see all these family members and all these friends, brother. We worship with them, and we pray with them. And we sing with them. And we ride the roads with them. And that's all good and dandy and goody goody gumdrops. But here's the bird. I believe with all my heart, brother, that there are going to be a few that we're going to be standing in that line. Getting to the gates. And I believe there's going to be certain people that come to our mind. Where's Susie at? Surely she's up here. Susie! Susie! we ain't going to be able to find them. And then we're going to look. And they're going to be binding hand and foot. And God's going to have to wipe every tear from our eyes. Because there's going to be people that we thought that were saved and sat on a church pew and faked it their whole life. There's going to be people that came to church and was given multiple opportunities. There's going to be people that denied the gospel of Christ and put it off just one more day, or just one more drink, just one more crack pipe, one more snort, one more night in the whoremonger's house, whatever it might be. It's going to be too late. I believe that, brother, and that's going to be the saddest day of history. Yep. And it's going to be too late. But aren't you glad to know that we still have time? And as long as we have breath in our body, we are to go into the lost and dying world and to preach the gospel. To preach, to teach, whatever it is that God's called you to do, to be a witness for an almighty God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God shall abideth on him. You got to be covered with the blood. They put that blood over the doorpost. That means they were protected. Rahab dropped that scarlet cord and it saved the family. Amen. Rahab wasn't even concerned about her own self. She said, Lord, if I had one request, save my mother, save my father, save my whole family. I could rot in hell, but if you just save my family, I'll be satisfied. And if we could get the same mindset as Rahab tonight, hey, I'm glad that we're signed, sealed, and going home one day. But there's lost and dying souls. Hey, and if God ever saves your soul, He'll put that desire in you to want to see others be one to the Lord. Hey, hallelujah. And not see them binding hand and foot and tossing to the lake of fire. Hallelujah. When you truly get a glimpse of God and get saved, you won't have no problem following Jesus. I'm a firm believer of that. And we fight this flesh every day. We fight it every day. And we fight even getting to church. We fight this flesh. Fight it. But as I said, that when God saves our soul, there's something kicking on the inside. There's no way we can kick out. True child of God, I'm glad for the times that God has manifested Himself in my life in those times of need. Hey, it's all good. Trust me, it's all good when God meets with you up on the mountains. It's all good, and I love it. I love it. But it just seems like since I got saved, brother, those times in the valleys are the sweetest times. Yeah. You feel like you get all the way to the top of the mountain. And it just seems like every time you get to the top, right before you get to the peak, brother, it feels like you slip every time. There's just a slippery slope right there every time. Yeah. You want me to say why I think that is? Because I feel like every time us as Christians get to the very close to the pinnacle of the mountain, I believe our pride builds up. We get a couple victories up underneath our belts. We think we don't have to read His Word no more. We think we don't have to pray no more. We think we don't have to do anything for God that is already done, and we're going home one day. Hey, God's going to save who He's going to save. God, that's wicked out of hell. Hey, God's going to save who He's going to save. God do this, God to do that. And we just sit around like another log, like a wooden Indian, after all that God's done for us.
Amen.
I've never went without a roof over my head. I've never went without shoes on my feet. By the way, I didn't buy these shoes. Hallelujah! overseas that'll just die for a pair of flip-flops.
Yeah.
They walk around with sores on the bottom of their feet. And we get these blessings in our life. And we feel like, hey, God's blessed us with all this stuff. And as Brother Tristan preached Monday night at the Bible College, we get comfortable with the benefits of God. And when you get comfortable with the benefits of God, you take your eyes off the true prize.
Amen.
When self builds up in you, you guarantee it. You're about to do a backflip. But no worries. I serve a loving God tonight. Because as you're falling down that mountain, He's going to be running right there with you with pillows of grace. Come here, boy. Come here, boy. Woo! And pick you back up and put your feet back on the solid rock. And I want to thank my God above for every time I've fallen and missed the mark. Hallelujah. He's picked me back up. I'm glad I'm on a firm foundation and I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm not leaning on my own trust. I'm not leaning on my own hope. I'm not leaning on my own. I'm not leaning on nothing of myself. It's nothing of me. But the day He saved my soul, He clothed me in His righteousness. And I no longer will feel the flames of hell. And I want to ask you tonight, what you're really here for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He healed those 10. He healed those 10 lepers. Those 10 done heard about all the miracles. Done heard about everything that's taking place. But that wasn't good enough for them. That wasn't. And brother, I'm glad God bless you. I'm glad God blesses you. I'm glad God blesses you. I'm glad God blesses everybody in this church, brother. But when you come to realize one day what God's done for you, can I testify for a minute? Whew, I have to take my coat off for this. October 5th, 1996. Help me, Lord. Brother, there was a baby that was brought into this world at Greer Memorial Hospital in Greer, South Carolina. That happens every day. That baby was born and the doctors had told his parents, said, look, your baby's had a mild stroke in the womb. And we don't know how it's going to affect him. We don't know if he'll ever walk. We don't ever know if he'll be able to use his arms like everybody else does. We don't know any of this. It'll all play out in time. Pause. Aren't you glad when the doctors don't know?
Yes.
I got a heavenly doctor upstairs that knows.
Yes.
Help me, Lord. That little boy grew up. One, two, 3 years old, as he began to walk, parents realized and noticed that his foot was kind of turned in and he was dragging his foot and he wasn't walking right and he couldn't really walk. But gradually over time, that got better, brother. And got a little older, third grade, fourth grade. Around that time,
And my grandmother used to pick me up from school once every 3 months or so, brother. And she used to take me to the Shriners Hospital over in Greenville, South Carolina. And as a kid, brother, you don't really think about this. You don't really look at things like this when you go into places like that. You don't. But since I got saved, I started looking back. When my grandmother used to pick me up and take me once every 3-6 months, wherever, how many ever months it used to be. And I began to think as I walked through those sliding doors. I remember seeing these kids, brother. These kids would be rolled around in wheelchairs. I'd see kids rolled around in stretchers. And that's not the catch, brother. This is what tore me apart one day. This is what got me. Those kids had a smile on their face. You know, we get comfortable with benefits. It's a benefit that I'm even walking today. It's a benefit that I can even use my arms. Brother, I used to see them kids, and they'd be rolling around with nubs and have the biggest smile on their face. Hallelujah. May I just say this? God's been good to us.
Amen.
And sometimes I find myself walking through the doors of church with the problems of the world on my mind. And God knows how to get our attention. And He'll take me back and play a rewind, brother. And He'll give me pictures of them little kids. Aren't you glad God puts us back in our place sometimes?
Amen.
I grew up. I was able to do the same things that the other kids were able to do. Played ball. I did everything. Later on, the doctors diagnosed me with cerebral palsy. It strictly affected my left arm, my left side of my body. But brother, God's blessed my life. It's never held me back from doing anything. I got a job. I'm able to work. I'm able to make money to one day be able to provide for a family. I don't have to sit around and not do nothing. I don't have to have nobody feed me by tube. I don't have to. We're blessed tonight. That's what I'm trying to say. And if you ever get to a place and realize and think that you're not blessed, just hop in the car with me and we'll take a trip down I-85 South and we'll get off and we'll go into that Shriners Hospital and we'll just sit there for about an hour and a half and watch these kids go in and out with the biggest smile. Hey, I told my preacher a while back, I said, I'm about to the point to one Saturday every quarter of the year, I'm going to get stuffed teddy bears and I'm going to go to that Shriners Hospital and I'm going to sit in there and I'm going to give a teddy bear to every kid that comes through the blessed doors. Hallelujah. We're blessed tonight. We're blessed. And sometimes we take our eyes off what really matters. We get so caught up in the things of this world. We get so caught up in making the next dollar. We get so caught up in trying to make the next bill meet. We get so caught up in this and so caught up in that. And why Sally ain't come to church and why Bill ain't come to church and why so-and-so ain't getting right with God. And we forget to worry about ourselves. Yeah. And this wicked, yeah. And this wicked flesh begin rising up in us, brother.
Yeah.
It will. All because we take our eyes off the prize.
Yeah. Amen.
He's really the only thing that matters tonight. Hallelujah. He's really the only thing that matters tonight. One came back. The Bible said he turned back. Turn back. Turn back.
Amen.
And here's the catch. He turned back.
Amen.
And when he seen the glory of the Lord. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Well, brother, he realized. Oh, he realized. Hey, maybe them other nine got cleansed. But that one turned around and gave him the glory. I can't help but to think that one turned and he said, my God, my fingers are starting to grow back. My God, I'm able to walk again. Whoa, I may think I even take me a lap. Hey, he simply said, I want to turn and give you glory, Lord, for all you've done. I know you healed the blind. I know you made them to see. I know all the miracles you did. But Lord, hey, all that's good. But Lord, I'm just here to just simply thank you for what you've done for me. I was dying. I was on my way to hell. Hey, I was on my way to hell, I said, going a million miles an hour. But God tackled me and with the Holy Ghost of God and he saved my soul. I went to church for the lust of the world, but thank God Almighty, God got me to church because he loved my heart. Hallelujah. God knows how to get a hold of us tonight. One. I'm stuck on that one tonight, brother. Them other nine can do what they want. You can go do what you want. Live the world. Beats me. The 90%. 90% of the church crowd. They'll only show up when a funeral's taking place. Hey. Hey, there's grace for every need. There's grace for you, grace for me. Every need, there's grace. But why in the world is it that some people don't come to church until they got a serious problem? They want the church to pay a bill off. They want help during a funeral, and they should. And they should. Don't get me wrong, they should. But that should not be the only time you come to church, brother. They shouldn't. And let me say this for us. Being in church should not be the only time we're fellowshipping with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm glad I got the sincere milk of the Word of God to feed my soul. Though the cover is worn and the pages are torn, those faces bear traces of tears. Yet more precious than gold is this book, one and old, that will scatter and shatter my fears. This old book, brother, it's my guide. It's my compass. 'Tis the friend by my side. It'll lighten and brighten my way. And with each token I find, it soothes and gladdens my mind. Get this. As I read it and heed it each day. You want a word from God? You want the movement of God in your life? Get in His Word. Hallelujah. That one took care of business. He took care of business. Flat out took care of business. And God is pleased with taking care of business. He's pleased with business taken care of. Matthew 27:28, Jesus' death, resurrection. He paid a debt he did not owe. And I owe a debt I cannot repay. Aren't you glad? That the old account was settled long ago. Woo! Signed, sealed, delivered. Whether by cloud or whether by cloud, one day the Lord's coming back. Ready or not, here I come. He's coming. You know, Jonah, he was in that belly. He was down in the ship, down to Joppa, down in the ship, and down in the fish's belly.
Right. Amen.
But here's the catch. God was with him when he got on that ship. God was with him as if he would have went to Nineveh. But he put him in that fish's belly, and Jonah described the belly of that whale, a belly of hell. And God will put you through hell on earth if need be to get you in here. His will be done. His will be done. I want to ask you tonight, is being saved just good enough for you? Hey, that's all that really matters, you being saved and on your way to heaven. But I want to ask you, what do we do for the Lord on a daily basis? How do we fellowship with Him? How do we pray with Him? Do we give Him thanks? I wonder what the first thing is that we look at in the morning when we wake up. I wonder what the last thing is we look at when we go to bed at night. I wonder all these things. Jesus, God's pleased with business taken care of. Matthew 3, Jesus is getting baptized by John. And as he came up out of the water, the Bible says straightway, which means immediately, right then. That word straightway, immediately, forthwith, all them words in the book of Mark, study it, read it. I love doing that word study. That word immediately means without delay or without loss of time. My God don't make no mistakes. My God don't delay. My God's never late. He's never early. But my God's always on time. I say hallelujah to that. The heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." He's pleased with finished business tonight. I say hallelujah. I wonder tonight, as we're standing, there was 10 that got cleansed, but there was one that returned to give Him the glory. Lord, help me to not be guilty of the one, be guilty of being one of the 9, to not return. I want to say I thank Him for saving me. Thank Him for dying for me. Thank Him for raising from the dead. Thank Him for saving my unworthy soul.
Amen.
Thank Him for being by my side, for being a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Sinner, if you're a sinner here tonight, lost and undone, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And aren't you glad for this? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That word shall means shall, it will be done. Not maybe, not might, not maybe tomorrow. No, now. Shall be saved. Aren't you glad for that tonight? Only if you believe on the precious blood, the precious blood of the Lamb of God that was shed on Calvary. Believe in Him, you will not perish. Whew, hallelujah. Glad I'm saved tonight. I want to ask you one more time, what you really here for? That's all I got, brother. Amen. You can.